Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
I do. I think it's the time for gossip. Billie Eilish urged wealthy audience members to share their fortunes while accepting the Wall Street Journal magazine's Music Innovator Award this week.
Love you all, but there's a few people in here that have a lot more money than me. If you're a billionaire, why are you a billionaire? No hate, but give your money away, shorties. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Shorties. That's great. Woo, she was calling out Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg because he was at the event. Eilish herself is donating $11.5 million from her Hit Me Hard and Soft tour to support food equity, climate justice, and carbon reduction. Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan is developing a live-action Call of Duty movie. This feels like a jump the shark moment. Jesse Eisenberg announced he will donate a kidney to an unknown recipient in mid-December.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited to do it.
Wow. No, I didn't see that coming. I was just going to commend you on helping set up the blood drive.
Yeah, I just have so much blood in me, and I feel like I should spill it. No, I really like doing it. I don't know why.
It's amazing. It's even better because he's not even talking about it. He's just being good.
Yeah.
Just, by the way.
You're the one who brought it up.
Oh, that's insane. Allegedly, Ana de Armas was uncomfortable with how fast things were moving with Tom Cruise, and that's why she broke things off. She was not ready for him jumping on a couch screaming how he's in love. That's probably what it was. Alice Cooper and Chris Angel are teaming up for a few shows in Las Vegas, and Prince Harry showed off his best American accent while chatting on Hasan Minhaj Doesn't Know.
Can you do an American accent?
Which part of America?
Anywhere. I'll give you a sentence.
I ordered breadsticks with ranch dressing at Applebee's. Hey, do you like my Cybertruck?
How's your yeehaw? Let me hear a yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Oh my gosh, so ridiculous. Selena Gomez raised more than $600,000 for mental health charities at her third annual Rare Impact Fund benefit. And the first trailer is out for Scream 7 with Nev Campbell. Y'all, it's been a long time since I've been excited about maybe seeing a scary movie. In less than a day, it's racked up nearly 8 million views.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney. Did you miss me? Nice little town you found. You and your pretty daughter reminds me of where we grew up.
Well, you sure know a lot about me for another asshole hiding behind a voice changer.
Oh, I'm not hiding, Sydney. Not this time.
Oh my gosh, it looks so good. Courtney Cox and Matthew Lillard have returned. What does that mean? It hits theaters February 27, 2026. And Netflix released the first full trailer for Stranger Things Season 5 in less than a day. Oh, that's the one that's racked up 8 million views. Oh, sorry. I read that wrong. The first four episodes will be released on November 26th. Okay. All right. Let me get back on track here for a Kardashian, a double Kardashian alert. All right, all right. Kourtney Kardashian is upset with sisters Kim and Khloe when she said she's done wearing dresses and heels because Kim and Khloe apparently took it as a dig.
They're being defensive. It was more of a moment of recognition, like me realizing something and then saying it out loud versus me being critical about their outfits. If they're feeling a corset and 6-inch heels, then God bless.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell when Kourtney's upset because she just talks monotone constantly and never gets excited about anything. By the way, Kim Kardashian said in the new episode of The Kardashians that the 1969 Apollo 11 moon landing didn't happen. Okay. NASA responded, yes, at Kim Kardashian on social media. We've been to the moon before. 6 times, that was written by NASA acting administrator Sean Duffy. Oh, honey. You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
What can I say except you're welcome?